is Doug Green, and I'm the publisher of Telecom Reseller. And today I'm with John Croce, who's the CEO of NVT FiBridge. John, thank you for joining me today.
Yeah, great being here. Thanks, Doug.
You're listening to episode 4 of the Business of Technology podcast series, which has been presented by our friends here at NVT FiBridge. If you haven't listened to the previous episodes, you can find them right here on podcast service you're using, whether it's Prodigy or iTunes. You can also find the entire podcast series on Telecom Reseller website under the podcast heading. In the previous episode, we discussed how technology providers can bring not only products to their customers, but value as well. Today, we're talking about a core problem with cloud enablement. John, what do you mean by this? What is a core problem with cloud enablement?
Well, Doug, as you know, there's a lot of benefits to a cloud-based communication platform, giving a lot of flexibilities to organizations, especially with multiple locations. However, there is a dissatisfaction level. If you look at the term of a customer and you compare it, you know, the term of a customer that a hosted provider has in the IP world or today versus historically a customer that was on the Centrix platform, which in essence was the legacy version of a cloud offering in the telephony world. And you'll find that today's term tends to be significantly less than historically. And the primary reason is that providers are ignoring the importance of addressing requirements from an end-to-end perspective. So there is a disconnect that exists.
So let's talk about that. What is this disconnect?
Well, when you look at the disconnect is, and many cloud providers, if especially when you go to their website and they promote their solutions, they really focus on all the great application value that they can bring to an organization. They talk about the redundancy in which they have with their cloud-based offering and the co-locations, et cetera, and how they could provide that connectivity to the DMARC of the building of a given location. And that is where there's connectivity meets the physical building. We call that a DMARC point. And the missing point or the assumption in which these providers tend to make is that the customer has an IP-ready network that is established that can deliver a quality of service for that IP endpoint, being the phone, in which is now going to be connected on every desk. And they are assuming the challenges away for the customer as to what it takes for that organization to in essence put that network platform in place. You also have a challenge where if you look at the competitive nature of the market, if you're a hosted cloud provider and you're providing hosted voice to a given organization and you are not the network provider for that organization, well, that network provider, the person that is providing PoE switches and network connectivity within the building, that provider also has their own voice strategy in which they want to offer the customer. So I always say to those providers, even when you win, you potentially lose. And what I mean by that is you may have won the hosted voice for now. But now let's go into day two. You have your hosted voice solution in the hands of your competitor, who is in essence managing the network platform, which you are counting on to provide a good user experience. That competitor will do everything in their power to tell the customer and remind the customer every time they have an issue that they made the wrong decision not going with them when they decided to go with a platform outside of their offering. Because a lot of organizations, when they pick up the phone, they go, you know what, I got a voice quality issue. It's obviously an issue with the phone system. They don't have enough empathy and understanding that most likely the issue has nothing to do with the voice offering and everything to do with the network platform that is there to support it. So these are some of the challenges that exists, and unfortunately brings out many of the frustrations which organizations have.
So how can we improve to prevent this from happening?
Well, that's a good question. I think you got to go back to back to the future, in essence. When you look at historically, those providers that were providing hosted voice, and that would be the Centrix providers, you would come to realize that they had end-to-end control over the customer experience, meaning from the application being in the cloud to the point in which it hits the building to every desktop where a phone was located, they had physical connectivity to each and every endpoint. And each of those endpoints had dedicated physical connectivity. So what that ensured is a great user experience. There was no dependency on another provider to provide a network backbone in the case of premise-based requirements, a PoE backbone to connect that endpoint back to the application. So when you look at that and say, okay, how do I replicate that? Can I replicate leveraging that point-to-point topology, but in the IP world? And what you'll find is the answer is absolutely. It's about identifying and understanding the modern LAN principles by Frost and Sullivan, which was basically a new set of principles around how to build a local area network for the Internet of Things. And one of those principles is look at innovation in network design and PoE capabilities. And what you'll find is when you look at the PoE innovations that exist, you'll find innovations like ours, our polar switch, power over long reach Ethernet switch. That switch delivers Ethernet and PoE to 1200 foot reach over a single pair of wire. It was designed purposely to leverage that point-to-point voice infrastructure to allow for a quick, easy, and cost-effective way to modernize your endpoints to IP. So when you look at the hosted providers, it in essence allows them to build that physical separate network. The endpoints are not compromised as to way of bandwidth availability. They have dedicated bandwidth with every endpoint having its own physical connectivity.
So how can we achieve this?
Well, you can achieve it by, replicating what partners had in the past, and that is building an end-to-end solution. Look at the innovations like our Polar Switch that is available from NVT FiBridge, and leverage that innovation to the advantage of not only the provider, but also to the end user, because you'll be positioning something that is a lot less expensive, no risk or disruption, and a very robust platform for a great user experience. Again, that ensures simplicity today and well into the future.
Well, John, thank you for joining me today, and this was a very interesting segment. Where can we learn more about NVT FiBridge?
We can visit our website at www.nvtfibridgephybridge.com.
And also, you have a blog here on Telecom Reseller.
Yes, we do. And we're happy to have that. And there's a lot of great intel on how we can help organizations modernize to the world of the Internet of Things.
Well, I want to thank everybody for joining us on episode 4 here on The Secret to Effective Cloud Enablement in our Business of Technology podcast series. Join us in a couple of weeks when we go to episode 5 on the Business of Technology. But for now, thank you very much.